At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. My name is Davis Maddock. I am joined by George Kurtz here on the Wednesday episode of the show. It is November 3rd. Baseball is now wrapped up as the Atlanta Braves win the 2021 World Series over the Houston Astros. We have an absolute plethora of stories happening in the NFL. We, of course, have the NHL season and the NBA season continuing. We have Maction tonight in college football. I'm always a fan of the weeknight Maction. The Carolina Hurricanes put their undefeated record on the line tonight versus the Chicago Blackhawks. The Hawks play the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the NBA. And some good news. Raptors forward Pascal Siakam is eligible to return in about 2 weeks. But George, of course, you know, we have even more news coming just as we were heading to break. We got another report out of the Browns camp, this one from Brad Stainbrook, that the Browns have a lot of options on the table, but it's becoming clear that Odell Beckham Jr. may never wear a Cleveland Browns jersey again. I think we've probably seen the last of it, and I think that Odell will be inactive this Sunday. And again, I'm not reporting this. This is just a guess. But I think he'll be inactive this Sunday, and I think the team is going to cut him next week.
This is it hasn't really worked there in Cleveland for whatever reason. All right, in my mind, they're just not the kind of team that is going to throw the football 40 times a game. It's not what they're built on. They want to run the ball with Chubb, when he's healthy. Dearness Johnson looks great there too. It's what they're built on, sort of a 90s Cowboys like. Yeah, you know, they weren't a team that threw the ball all over the place. They could, but they weren't that team. They wanted to do the run first. So it sets up your defense that well, too. And they have that offensive line that can maul people. And Beckham's not getting what he wants. I guess the big plays, when was the last time Beckham made a big play? You know, a highlight play where you saw him on SportsCenter. They're few and far between. And
I remember the last Odell Beckham play. It was in week 4 of last season against the Dallas Cowboys. Jarvis Landry threw a 50-yard touchdown to Odell Beckham. That was the last time Odell had 100 yards, and that was his last, like, that was the last time I remember being excited by something Odell Beckham did on the field. Like, that was the last time where I was like, oh, wow, Odell Beckham actually has a little bit of juice. Like, it's been a long time.
Did he have an end around for a touchdown in that game, too? Wasn't he the one with the Cowboys?
He did.
I'm not going to tackle anybody. Yeah, that was great. Not a good highlight game if you're a Cowboy fan. Not at all. So I still think something else had to happen here. I can't believe this is just because his dad made a video. I mean, come on. If that gets you out, players be doing that all the time. I think he may have come into the camp this morning and flipped out. And I think that was why they sent them home. That'd be my guess. Told somebody off. And I do think you're probably looking at a divorce here. I imagine sooner rather than later. Cleveland still in the hunt here. You know, it has not been the season that we thought it would be for Cleveland. I certainly wouldn't say they're the most disappointing team in the NFL. I think Miami, you have that on a roll to yourself, but they're certainly one of them. We expected bigger things from Cleveland, especially off last year, where you can make an argument they should have beaten KC in that game, in the playoff game. Maybe they go to the Super Bowl there. And they didn't, and they come into the season. Maybe they read their press clippings. Maybe it's all the injuries. Maybe it's the division's really hard, whatever it might be. But they haven't been the team we thought they'd be. But the more and more you hear about this, the more and more you look at it, yeah, it looks like you're going to be right. That divorce is happening. And I think it's dangerous because he's going to go to another team. And maybe it's a team you're battling with for a playoff spot. And you'll have some extra motivation. So I don't love it for Cleveland, but yeah, it looks like they're in for a divorce sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it doesn't stop there. Saquon Barkley tested positive for COVID-19. So he is vaccinated. So if he gets two negative tests from now until Sunday morning, he will be eligible to play. But apparently there is a small outbreak of COVID-19 positive tests amongst the New York Giants before this game against the Las Vegas Raiders. I read that they've had to separate, and I don't even know exactly what this means, but they've had to separate their tier one and their tier two personnel because of the plethora of positive COVID tests. So, you know, this should theoretically be a good spot for the New York Giants, who I was giving them a very hard time on Twitter yesterday because I think they're such a joke of a franchise. But this should be a spot where they can win, right? You know, the Raiders dealing with the rug stuff, and they're still kind of in flux because they, you know, got rid of John Gruden midseason. Like, it's all crazy. But it sounds like we are not going to have a full-strength New York Giants team this Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders.
No, they probably weren't going to have it anyway. Everybody gets hurt on that team. It's amazing, all the injuries we have there. Now, I don't know what tier one and tier two means either. I'm sure if I would have read all those things I tend to post in our breaking news section, I would know here. Maybe it means people who are more susceptible to COVID. Those are tier twos. That would be my guess there as far as what it means tier one, tier two. I don't think Barkley's going to play this Sunday unless it's a false positive. He was already banged up, was already being held out of games. Well, this sort of gives you the excuse to hold him out an additional week, right? So make sure he's healthy for week 10 here. So I don't think he plays this Sunday. He may not have played anyway, but Shepard's out. Galladay's iffy. The last I checked, which was before the show started, the Giants had 13 personnel. So not players, personnel that yes, were tested positive crazy for COVID. So, right. So I don't know if it's players, if it's 10 players, three personnel, the opposite, who knows? We don't know yet, but Barkley does seem to be one of them. And they will all be tested again to see if they do have false positives, but not good news for the Giants.
Yeah, just
looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Bummer of a day. I hope tomorrow when we come on to do the show that we have better and happier news to report to everyone. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, we're going to take a look at NBA DFS on FanDuel with our producer Brett Levy. See you guys back in just a few moments on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I am Davis Maddock, joined in this segment by our producer, Brett Levy. We are going to take a look at the 11-game NBA Daily Fantasy slate on FanDuel tonight. I've been really enjoying the NBA product this year. I think we've had, there's just a lot of storylines going on. We have the Lakers trying to figure everything out. We have the Warriors playing great. Like, I am just very glad to have the NBA back on our televisions. Look, I love baseball, but the time for NBA to accompany us during the NFL season has arrived. And Brett, we are going to run through one of your proposed lineups tonight on FanDuel, and we can go through some of the potential options tonight there.
Yeah, of course. And I try and set these lineups early without all the injury news. So sure, last night we didn't have LeBron in there, but we mentioned LeBron might play. And sure enough, he was one of the big winners of the night. So this is just an early look. But I like DeJounte Murray tonight for San Antonio. Zach LaVine, I'm going for a big scoring play there in Chicago. The offense is running through him. He's clearly been the asset to have there in the Chicago backcourt, not Lonzo Ball. And then we've also got Colin Sexton, a big scoring guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're going to be without Lauri Markkanen tonight, so that will help my Colin Sexton pick out Davis. And then Terry Rozier returned to the lineup, I believe 2 games ago for Charlotte. Maybe it was 3. But he has shot the ball pretty well, scored pretty well for Charlotte. And he fits along with LaMelo Ball nicely because he's not a guy that needs the ball in his hand to be effective. He can run off pin downs and kind of get the ball late in shot clocks, create for himself, finishes in the lane as a slasher. So, they don't really clash with each other's styles too much.
Yeah, I am. I'm on board for that one. Of course, looking at this slate, the guy that I want to play is Curry against Charlotte. And I actually love the idea of playing LaMelo Ball and Curry together in the same lineups. I feel like that is a pretty good correlation. You know, we got those guys going at each other. Like, I mean, definitely LaMelo will be hunting Steph Curry on offense because LaMelo is like 3 inches taller and has like 20 more pounds on him. And I like your Rozier play as well. I feel like, you know, for whatever reason, Rozier just does not get any of the, he gets none of the shine on Charlotte because everyone, you know, wants to think about LaMelo. They want to think about Gordon Hayward. But with Devontae Graham leaving and going to the New Orleans Pelican, there's just been this huge role for Rozier, and he's been really good. He is, I think, underpriced at 5,500 on FanDuel. So I am on board with your backcourt selections here. So let's go ahead and move to the front court. And what do you have going on at small forward?
All right. Well, at small forward, you have to have the player who has outperformed every expectation for him this year, OG Anunoby. He's having career highs across the board, Davis. He's been fantastic for the Raptors this year. So he's been in a lot of my lineups recently, and I think he's just going to continue to be there until he stops having career highs every night. Franz Wagner really played well for the Orlando Magic. He was a guy I thought might slip outside the top 10. The Magic still picked him in the top 10. And he is paying off for them. He looks like a great selection for them, playing really well for Orlando. Cole Anthony also playing pretty well for Orlando. So that's two nice young pieces for them. Evan Mobley has had a great rookie year for the Cavaliers. And Davis, I guess I just got lucky this morning that I didn't put Markkanen in my lineup and I had two different guys in my Cavs lineup here. But both of them I like a lot more without Markkanen in there. Markkanen was taking, you know, between 10 and 14 shots a night. This will free up more shots for Sexton, more shots for Mobley. Also, finally get that third big off the floor, hopefully for Cleveland. Maybe they start Isaac Okoro tonight, more of a wing player for sure. Aaron Gordon is my last forward, and then Clint Capella at center. Capella's playing the Nets, so I guess there's a chance of the Nets play really small, but Clint Capella is going to have a ton of rebounds tonight, the opportunity to block a ton of shots, and he's only priced in the 6,000. So I felt like he was a good roll of the dice. Mo Bamba is another guy, priced similarly that you can kind of roll the dice on. He's played really well this year too. So there's a few options at center, but this lineup priced pretty well for me. So I was happy with it.
Yeah, and actually, I want to get your thoughts on Evan Mobley. I mean, I know we're talking about DFS, but just Evan Mobley in general, because I am no NBA scout, but it did feel like Evan Mobley, you know, as a 7-footer, right? He is a center. I mean, look, he's technically listed as a power forward. But they're playing him a ton of minutes. He's playing 33 minutes a night. He's actually taking over 1 3-pointers per game. He's averaging 13.5 points, 8 rebounds, 2.5 assists. But can I get a scouting report on Evan Mobley? Did the Cleveland Cavaliers finally make a good pick? Like, is Evan Mobley actually a guy who can turn into kind of a franchise cornerstone in the end for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Evan Mobley, I guess there's two parts to this question, right? What are they going to do with Kevin Love? What are they going to do with Jared Allen? What are they going to do with Markkanen? But I think if they go all in and say Mobley's going to be our big, he could definitely develop into that guy. He can shoot Davis, which is part of the draw of drafting a 7-footer that can extend the floor, stretch the floor out, be that stretch big. He's athletic. He's a shot blocker. He played for a great AAU program, the Compton Magic. He played for Andy Enfield in college, was, you know, good in a Power 5 conference. So people saw him play against good competition. He played well against good competition. He continued to develop. He's got, you know, all the unteachable stuff, right? Like the size, the athleticism. And then you're like, all right, I'll develop the shot. I'll work on the defensive IQ. We can work on the passing. And, you know, we develop the rest of it. But Mobley's come in. He's played really well. I was worried about Cleveland with just tons of bigs on that roster. And he still has a role. And he's actually arguably shined in it. You know, he's been probably their best big on season.
Yeah, I think you are probably right about that. And then I had one other question about center, just because I think Capella looks good here. But what about my guy Mo Bamba at basically the same price up there against Boston? I've always been a fan of Mo Bamba. Do you think he's decent tonight against Boston?
Yeah, Mo Bamba's fine. I could have definitely gone with him as well. I like Capella because I think Capella's, you know, a borderline all-star. And I think with Mo Bamba, you're still betting on upside. We haven't seen Mo Bamba put a full season together in the NBA, but, you know, he's shown flashes, and this is the year he's certainly looked the best throughout the most games. So I think him and Wendell Carter are both playable tonight for the Orlando Magic.
There we go. Yeah. And, you know, a reminder to everyone, if you're sitting here listening to Brett and I, and you're getting the itch, you want to log on to FanDuel, you want to play some NBA Daily Fantasy, the tools over at dailyroto.com are free. Sign up, you register with your email, you set up a little password, and you can get into the Daily Roto NBA Optimizer, and you can have access to all of them without putting in a credit card number. And I'll go ahead and give some of my favorite plays tonight. Remember, Philadelphia has lots of guys in health and safety protocols, so their rotation is going to be pretty useful. But Joel Embiid on FanDuel is only 9,700 against Nikola Vucevic and the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls playing very small, so Embiid, I think, a very strong
play. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Play tonight. Everyone, that's going to do it for our FanDuel NBA DFS discussion. When we return from break, we're going to look at some guys who either were or were not traded at the NFL trade deadline. See you guys back in just a few moments.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. My name is Davis Matic. I am joined by George Kurtz. And before we get into looking at some of the guys who were not traded on yesterday's fantasy football deadline, I need to remind all of you, you got to be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. You can also follow Sports Grid on Instagram. I actually have the notifications for the at Sports Grid account turned on my phone because I don't want to miss any of the best news, notes, injury updates, and analysis and highlights of line movements or anything else that is changing in the world of sports. Helps me make sure that I am on top of my wagers, helps me with all of my fantasy teams, fantasy baseball, fantasy football, fantasy basketball, have all of that stuff lined up. So definitely make sure to follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. And our idea here, George, is we're going to take a look at some guys who maybe should have been traded during yesterday's deadline. And the first guy is a guy who we've talked about a bunch during the show, which is Odell Beckham. And I actually have another update for you on Odell Beckham. Earlier today, Browns coach Kevin Stefanski told Cleveland Browns players that Odell Beckham Jr. is essentially not on the team right now and that the wide receiver has been told to stay home. So feels like the Browns should have just taken whatever they could have gotten for our guy, Odell Beckham Jr., yesterday. You know, they could have taken a sixth-round pick from the Kansas City Chiefs if that deal was, in fact, on the table. What are you doing with Odell Beckham if you have him on your fantasy team right now?
I do have him in one league. My home league, he's on my team. He's been benched for most of the season anyway. Am I going to release him? This is a deeper league. We start four wide receivers. So there's not a lot out there anyway. But all those guys we mentioned earlier as far as the waiver wire pickups, they're there. And I'm in on a bunch of them. And Odell Beckham was part of the release of guys I'm getting rid of. I don't know where he's going to go to. You know, let's just say for giggles he gets released next week. And he goes to Kansas City. Sounds great, right? How long is it going to take him to pick up that system? He hasn't been the kind of player that Odell Beckham, the name value, brings in years. All right, and what if he's unhappy there too? He'll be behind Hill. He'll be behind Kelsey as far as targets. So I don't know what you're banking on here. You're sort of hoping that the name comes back here. So I'm okay releasing him in certain leagues, depending on what's out there. I think he's done. You know, I don't think he's going to get much fantasy value at all this year. And by the way, what to say he's not going to have another tantrum? He's pretty much talked his way out of two teams now. He's angry at the Giants. Now he's angry at Cleveland. If the guy's not happy, he doesn't play.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it just seems like a weird situation between the team and him right now. Like, clearly, I think in Odell Beckham Jr.'s mind, he still feels that he is a superstar. You know, he still thinks that he is New York Giants Odell Beckham, you know, friends with Drake and the shirtless photos on the boat and everything. And it just that really has never happened with him in Cleveland. You know, he has not been a star for them. He has not been a guy whose name has been in lights in Cleveland, and I don't think that he particularly enjoys that. So, you know, a little bit of a diva coming from Odell Beckham's general direction. Moving to a guy who really has not been a diva, Allen Robinson of the Chicago Bears. Lots of people expected that he was going to be traded simply because, you know, the team has not been using him. He has only 26 receptions, 271 yards, one touchdown on 44 targets. And even when Justin Fields kind of broke out of his shell a little bit last week, throws that great touchdown to Jesse James, runs for that touchdown on fourth and short, Allen Robinson still didn't have a big game for the Chicago Bears. I mean, so to begin with, why did the Bears not trade Allen Robinson? Like, what are they doing?
What are they doing? I think we could have a whole show on what they're doing, what they've done wrong this year. Allen Robinson is just, outside of week two, it just hasn't been a really big part of the game plan. He's just not, for whatever reason, bad quarterback play, they can't get on the ball. I mean, you would think coming into the season, they wanted to make him the focal point, right? He is their superstar as far as their player there, and it just hasn't happened. You know, and Justin Fields is not that guy yet. And when he does have time, he seems to be looking for Mooney anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Mooney's the guy there. Should they have traded him? I don't know what the offers were. You know, I don't think they were going to give him away in any sense. I'm sure the Bears are thinking, well, we should keep him anyway because they are in the playoff hunt. I mean, you can laugh about it all you want, thinking, oh, they're a terrible team, but they are in the playoff hunt. Actually, they might be a playoff team right now, the seventh spot. I have to look at the standings there to confirm that, but they're right there, no matter how you look at it. So did they make a mistake in signing him? No, franchise tag 1 year, so not a big deal there. Should they have traded him? I would ask you this. Should a team be wanting someone, any really, Beckham, Robinson, any disgruntled wide receiver? It has nothing to do with being disgruntled, by the way. You take a receiver, he doesn't know your system. Odds are he doesn't know it. Maybe they might have some familiarity with the offensive coordinator or whatever, but he doesn't know your system, doesn't know your quarterback. This could take weeks before he gets any kind of familiarity there. Like I said, it could take weeks, and then you have to have the chemistry with the quarterback. That may never come. The quarterback may never trust him because he doesn't know him. So he's still going to look at other directions here. This is why I think, you know, in-season NFL trading is very, very difficult because you're not going to give up those premium picks, whatever it might have cost for a Robinson, which I had to think was at least a second, maybe a second, the fifth, second, the sixth. That's a lot to give up for a team that doesn't know how that player is going to perform. Yes, he's good, but it might take an offseason, the mini camps, the training camps, before that player really arrives with the team. So I think those trades are very, very difficult to do in season.
Yeah, those trades are. I mean, that is basically when people ask, why is the NBA trade deadline better than the NFL trade deadline? Why is the MLB trade deadline better? It's because of the way the salary cap works, that the NFL salary cap in season is just harder to negotiate and manage with because there are so many moving parts. I mean, think about the moving parts, the difference between a 25-man baseball roster and a 53-man NFL roster with practice squads and futures contracts and, you know, this guy's on designated for return IR, so it does this to his salary. I mean, it's just a total mess trying to do these things in season. It's why Odell didn't get traded, right? Odell has this huge contract, and he didn't get traded because there was not a market for him on the money that he was making, and that's why Allen Robinson was not traded either. You know, no one wants to pay $15 million for a wide receiver. And also the other thing with Allen Robinson is because he's on that one-year franchise tag, can you keep Allen Robinson? You know, if we traded a second-round pick for Allen Robinson, could we even keep him, or would he leave for a huge paycheck to the Las Vegas Raiders or whatever? You know, so it's just harder to make those deals. And then finally, the trade that everyone said was coming, and every time Craig would bring it up to me on the show, I said, Deshaun Watson is not getting traded. Tua is not going anywhere. Jalen Hurts isn't going anywhere. The Eagles are not getting Deshaun Watson. The Dolphins aren't getting him. The Panthers aren't getting him. Because, I mean, how stupid, George, would you have to be to trade multiple first-round picks and multiple second-round picks for Deshaun Watson if it was unclear if not only if would he be able to play for you this season, but maybe never be able to play again? You know, there's just a real scenario where Deshaun Watson never plays again. So Tua was not traded. Deshaun Watson also was not traded. And, you know, specifically for fantasy football, I think Tua's fine. He's running a little bit. He's been more effective passing the ball than people who say that the Dolphins, you know, are this terrible team and they don't know what they're doing. Like, I think the Dolphins' record is kind of a factor of bad luck. But just from an organizational perspective, what do we think the Dolphins do moving forward at the quarterback position?
Tua's gotten a bad rap, right? And I think I've said this over and over again. Comes into the NFL, he's hurt, so he misses most of part of training camp where he's not 100% healthy. It was the COVID year, so there were no mini camps. Even training camp was truncated, right? Doesn't start right away. They didn't have weapons for him last year. They still don't have a running game for him. All right, this year he is the starter. They did get him a Waddle, right? The running game is still iffy. The offensive line is iffy. He gets off to a slow start, gets hurt again, but he's come back from that injury. And he's played well. You know, he's played pretty well. And maybe there's somewhat empty statistics, somewhat, but he looks better is what I'm trying to get here. Is he ever going to be Joe Burrow or Herbert? No, probably not. I don't think he's going to be that kind of quarterback, but he's not awful either. All right, there is some future here. That being said, when you're talking about someone like Deshaun Watson, we're talking a superstar. You know, a guy who is that good. That being said, you already said this. There is a world where he never plays again. All right, it's certainly there. I think he will, mind you. I don't think he's going to jail here, but he's going to get suspended. And if Goodell gave Zeke and Ben Roethlisberger 6 games when they weren't convicted of anything, what's he going to get? 8, 12, a season? That doesn't shock me, Davis. If you tell me right now that everything is settled in February with all the lawsuits and other criminal, it goes away, and then Goodell goes, okay, we'll see you in 2023. You're suspended for 17 games. That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I never thought he was going to get traded either, but I thought Miami in the last week or so, because Ross got involved, the owner got involved. And when the owner gets involved, well, that sort of takes the pressure off the GM. The owner says, hey, I want him. I'll take my chances. Then you go out and get the guy, right? You go out and get the guy. But that being said, even if Ross did want him, what could Miami give up? They don't have a number one this year. They traded that away. It's going to end up being an awful trade, but they traded it away. Houston's already on record saying, we don't want Tua back, at least not as far as the major piece of the trade. So they still want all those picks. They want those three number ones, three number twos, you know, your firstborn, your house. They want all that. They weren't going to take Tua. It's always like one number one and Tua. They didn't want that. What can Miami give them? Every pick between now and 2030? I mean, they just didn't have the ammunition to do this yet. Philadelphia did, but Watson has a no trade clause. He didn't want to go there. Carolina, we heard them say, nope, they were taking the safe route. We ain't doing it. So he had very little chance of going unless Miami was literally, what are they going to trade him? The stadium? We'll give you our stadium for the Watson. It was never going to happen.
Yeah, I tend to believe with you as well. And, you know, we had to talk about it, right? I mean, every time that one of these reports would come out, you know, because Craig is a South Florida guy, he'd be there with Miami and he'd be like, you know, I don't know. We got to talk about it, but I don't think it's going to happen. And every time I would tell Craig the same thing, just no way. And, you know, that is one thing I wish was different about the NFL is I wish that these reports that we would get would be a little bit more common sense, but it basically feels.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Feels like they never are. So that's going to wrap up our trade deadline discussion. When we return, everyone's favorite game in broadcast television, Fantasy or Reality, here on Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Before we get to Fantasy Reality, I got some big, big breaking news here on the show, George. Blake Bortles is flying from his house up to Green Bay. He is going to sign with the Green Bay Packers. If you remember, he was on the Green Bay Packers practice squad and preseason team this year. I think he was actually on the team last year as their third string quarterback as well, behind Jordan Love. So Blake Bortles is going to be the backup to Jordan Love this week as the Green Bay Packers take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Always good to get some Bortles back in our lives.
Woohoo! Green Bay saved. Blake Bortles. Matt Flynn's next.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Matt Flynn. What a name. I just remembered that Matt Flynn existed. You know, had that crazy game for the Packers, signed with the Seahawks, and then he ushered in the Russell Wilson era. Also, Tim Boyle, he of University of Wisconsin Whitewater on the Green Bay Packers roster. That was so fun. And I remember last year it was big news that Tim Boyle was ahead of Jordan Love on the depth chart for the Green Bay Packers at quarterback. Always fun to remember some of those names, those blasts from the past. And now we are going to bring in our producer, Brett Levy, for Fantasy or Reality.
All right, we're starting off today in the NFL because Philip Rivers made some news the other day when someone asked if he would come out of retirement for the Saints. He didn't give a definitive answer, but he certainly didn't say no, talking about how much he respects Sean Payton and the Saints organization. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The Saints should call Philip Rivers. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Sure. Give him a call. Ask how he's doing. How the kids? Hell, he's got a lot of them. That could take you a long time to go through each kid. No, seriously, what do we just say about the trade deadline? Trying to acquire a wide receiver who doesn't know the system. Now you got a quarterback who doesn't know anybody. The system, I know Philip Rivers played forever in the NFL, but doesn't know the system, doesn't know the players. It would take a while before he'd be up to speed here. All right, they are in a playoff spot right now. They do have a playoff defense, but they're not going anywhere, right? I mean, I know they beat Tampa Bay. I don't know if they beat Tampa Bay again or in a game. I don't know. They can beat Dallas. Can you beat Green Bay with a healthy Aaron Rodgers? I don't think you can beat any of those teams. You don't have the offense to do it, especially now that Michael Thomas is not coming back. That being said, am I making a phone call? Yeah, I'm going to make a phone call. Just to see if he'd be interested. But how much money does he want? The Saints have nothing under the cap. All right, so they have all sorts of issues there. But I'll make the phone call just to see if he wants to play for a cheaper way. Maybe I can hold off and go 500 for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it would take Philip Rivers to get back up to speed. What kind of shape is he in? I don't know. The arm was sort of dying at the end of last year, right? He sort of got that Ben Roethlisberger thing. The arm's nowhere near what it is. Now he hasn't played football at all this year. He's coaching the high school team. The high school season is over. You know, so I'm making the phone call. Yes, I'll say this is a reality. I'm making the phone call. But if you're asking me if it's going to work, is he going to sign there? Is he going to play for them this season? If there's an over-under on games played or games he's on the roster, I would probably take the under. But yes, reality, I'll make the phone call. I got to kick the tires. That's my job as a GM.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think this is a reality. You know, I think signing the quarterback who has retired and who's, you know, coaching high school football and just hanging out, I think that works a lot better than signing 36-year-old Adrian Peterson or, you know, bringing in Chad Ochocinco for a workout or remember Randy Moss with the Titans. Like, I actually think that this works out way better because it's not like Rivers was ever relying on his mobility in the pocket. His final season for the Indianapolis Colts, he had 18 rushing attempts for -8 yards. This was not ever a guy who really had his wheels. Was he great last year for the Colts? No, but look, they won 11 games in the regular season. He threw 543 passes. He threw 24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He averaged 7.7 yards per attempt. Like, would I rather have Phil Rivers right now than Trevor Siemian? Sure. And I mean, even like they can get by with Taysom Hill probably. I guess the wrench in this problem here is that Philip Rivers would definitely not want to return, go away from his family, get back on the NFL schedule, right? Have to do all the COVID testing and do all that. Like, you know, we don't know if he is vaccinated or not or anything like that. Like playing in the NFL now certainly is more difficult than it would have been, you know, for the majority of his career because of all of the COVID testing stuff. So he's not coming in to back up Taysom Hill. 0% chance of that. He would only come in and come in with the Saints if it was under the expectation that he was, you know, the starting quarterback. And is it a chance for a Super Bowl ring? Probably not, but the Saints do look like a playoff team. You know, right now they are in a pretty commanding lead for the second wild card. They are competing with the 3-4 San Francisco 49ers, the 3-4 Minnesota Vikings, and the 3-5 Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, if you were a very charitable person, you could say the Seattle Seahawks were included in that group. But the Saints should probably make the playoffs. Would Philip Rivers love to start another playoff game? I would imagine he would not. He would not hang up the phone if the Saints called right now. So, Brett, I'm going to say that this one is a reality.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Davis and George, one of our next players we're going to talk about is used to be on your favorite team. Then he was waived. Then he was on the Packers. Then he was waived. The former second-round pick, Jalen Smith, has been around the NFL this year. He was a high-profile player coming out of Notre Dame a few years ago, had a bad knee injury in college, looked to be getting past it, but just can't find a home. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Jalen Smith will play for a third team this season. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Stone cold reality. Guys like this who get drafted very high, they get an infinite number of chances. And George, I bet you'll be able to remember this name, but there was a pass rusher that the New York Jets drafted really high. I want to say like third overall. He got cut by like seven different teams and he kept showing up. You know, Jadeveon Clowney has played for a bunch of different teams, but defensive guys who are drafted high, who are athletic, and also weirdly enough, guys who play for like marquee teams, so whether it be the Steelers, whether it be the Cowboys, whether it be the Patriots, guys like that just get chance after chance after chance. They'll get signed, they'll get waived, they get signed again, they get waived again, they get put on a practice squad, they get called up. Kind of like Duke Johnson right now. How many times have we talked about Duke Johnson on this show? Guy hasn't had an NFL touch all year, but he's been on like seven different practice squads. So this is totally reality. I don't know who it will be with. I mean, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs need a linebacker. Maybe they should give Jalen Smith a call, despite the fact that it seems like he can't. Seems like he can't really play. But I do think this is a reality. I think Jalen Smith will play for a third and maybe even a fourth team this year, George.
Oh, I could parrot everything you said. I completely agree. It's certainly a reality. I'll add one more thing. Yeah, he's not the player he once was with the Cowboys, even though his career is kind of short there. Maybe the injury finally did catch up to him. But speaking of injuries, we're only halfway through the NFL season. Not even. I think we'll approach that point at some point during the games on Sunday. More injuries are going to happen. He's going to get another phone call. All right, he's going. Even just depth on the roster. The players need teams. We got more players going to go on IR. More injuries are going to happen. More ACLs are going to be torn. More hamstrings. More calves. Shoulders. Chest. Whatever it might be. He's going to get a phone call. He's going to play for another team. And as Davis said, there's probably a better chance that he plays for four teams than two. All right, he'll get play for another team. He'll get released again once they get healthy, and then he'll go to another team. He might be that kind of guy. The better question would be, does he ever get another contract? You know, as far as a multi-year deal, I doubt that very much. I don't think he's ever going to see more than a one-year deal here, and he'll get cut a bunch here. But he'll play for another team, and like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if he plays with two more teams this season, because that's the kind of player I think he is now. He's not that starter. He's that guy that's going to come in. Oh, we lost two linebackers to injury. We've got to sign somebody. You're looking at the street. You're looking at the waiver wire. He's on the waiver wire. He's a name. He'll get a shot. Maybe he can help on special teams. Maybe he can't. But this is a reality. He'll play again this season.
All right. Our last question of the day is about Garfield, because we're getting a new Garfield movie, George and Davis. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Bill Murray used to voice Garfield. But now it seems like Chris Pratt will be the new voice of Garfield. So, George, everyone's favorite cat, Chris Pratt, is a good choice to play Garfield. Is this a fantasy or reality?
No, I'm a Garfield guy. I read the comics. I'm going to the gym after this, and I will check out the Garfield comic while I'm there. Big lasagna guy. I can go with some lasagna, actually. I'm like Garfield. Chris Pratt. I believe he's the guy from the Marvels, right? Do I have that right?
Yes.
There? That's him and I forget the Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's Chris Pratt. So is he a good choice? Sure. I got the voice in my head. I guess he could be Garfield. You know, I think Bill Murray is a more interesting choice back in the day because more of the comic. Well, I like Chris Pratt. I think he's good at what he does. So I'll say sure, he's a good choice. Is there anybody else is going up against him, would think would be a better choice than that. Has Chris Pratt done other voiceovers? I assume he probably has, being in that business. So I'll say reality. Three realities to you for me today. Yes, he's a good choice to play the voice of Garfield.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with you, George, but not because I think he's going to do a bad job at it. Like, Chris Pratt, you know, he'll be fine. Like, he's a funny guy. He's amiable. He's likable. He's funny. Like, we all love Chris Pratt. But this is the problem. I mean, first off, we also just got announced that Chris Pratt is going to be the voice of Mario in the Mario, like they're making a Mario Brothers movie. And I hate the idea of just a voice acting just being famous people, right? Like, how about, you know, like professional trained voice actors? Like I love animation. Like I love, you know, The Simpsons and you know, Bob's Burgers and you know, all those old 90s shows. You know, I love animation. I'm a huge fan. And I think that voice acting is like a special skill. And I just wish that these roles were more distributed. Like I don't want to have the same voice actors, which are just famous people, right? It's just famous actors anyway. It's not like if Chris Pratt couldn't do animated movies, he would be just fine. He, you know, the guy, he's in Jurassic Park. He's in those Lego movies that do really well, are really popular with kids. So I am not a fan of that. You know, like The Simpsons, all of the Simpsons voice actors, none of them are like famous celebrities. Those were not people who were in movies. Like they were voice actors, you know, professionally. So that is why I am anti Chris Pratt here. I do like Garfield though. You know, I read the strips and stuff when I was a kid. All right, I got a question for you as we go out. The best James Bond is who, George Kurtz?
Oh, it's Sean Connery. I don't even think this is close. Sean Connery, I would have Roger Moore second there. I guess Brosnan after that. I'm not a Daniel Craig guy. He's too serious. I think he's just too serious for the role. I like the more of the comic. Roger Moore took it to another level. He went really more comic than serious. Sean Connery was probably more serious than comic. But I'm a Sean Connery guy. He's probably my favorite actor, period. So give me Sean Connery as my best 007.
Love Connery. My hottest of hot takes, the best James Bond movie is the only Lazenby one on Her Majesty's Secret Service. That is...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
That is my biggest hot take in the world. Everyone, we're going to head into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today, and we will return to the Sports Grid 60 in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by my friend George Kurtz. We're about to close out the show with everyone's favorite segment, the Sports Grid 60.
All right, I'm going to hit on again what Davis and I talked about earlier in the show here. Tonight's going to be a big fab night. All right, a huge fab night this week because there are so many running backs available here. And it's really mainly the running backs I'm looking at this week. And I want to say again, all right, don't forget your secondary guys. And what I mean by that is if you're going to put in, if you want Adrian Peterson, just to use him as an example, and you're going to put in the big bid for Adrian, you may not get him. You know, maybe you only have, whatever, 60% of your budget left and you're going to bid it all. Make sure you have secondary bids tonight on the McNichols of the world. Boston Scott, Gore, obviously we can go on and on this list here. Don't forget your secondary bids. Don't go all in for one and forget, oh, if I get him, great. If I don't, I didn't do anything else. It obviously means you still need a running back. Don't be don't forget. And you probably don't need to bid anywhere near as much as you will for AP tonight. AP is going to be the guy that everyone's going for because he's the Hall of Famer. He's the name. But there are a lot of risks involved with AP. We don't know what his playing time is going to be. We don't know if Foreman's going to be the guy. We know McNichols is going to catch the ball in the backfield. So don't forget your secondary bids tonight with the other running backs that are available, and there are plenty of them.
It's actually very good advice, and which is why doing my waivers last night and this morning took me so much time, because I was like, look, I got to drop a bunch of guys this week. I got Ruggs I got to drop. I got Derrick Henry I got to drop. I got all these guys I got to drop, so I'm with you. Definitely make sure you're getting someone. You know, put $1 bids in there for guys if you need them. My advice is kind of similar to you, George. Send out trade offers right now. We're in the middle of the season. People are dealing with injuries. Like, there, you would get some accepts on some trade offers that you would maybe never would have imagined, you know, 2 weeks ago that someone would have accepted. So grind those leagues, send those trade offers. You know, I'm always trying to wheel and deal. Everyone, thank you very much for watching the show. Thank you to everyone from LTX. Thank you to Brett. Thank you to George. Thank you to Craig, who's not here. We'll see you guys back tomorrow.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.